In this week's parsha, in the beginning of Perakof Dalid, the perak of Eliezer finding a wife for Yitzhak, it starts with Avraham Zakein Bavayamim. Avram was old, coming along in days. So the question is, what is the Torah? I understand Avram being old. That's obviously relevant to the story. Why does that have to say coming along in days? Most of the Pashtunim and the Mefarshim say Bavayamim, coming along in days, means he had lived many, many days and he was old. Which then brings up the question of why did the Torah need to be redundant and say Zakein and Baba Yam if they mean exactly the same thing. The Radak tries to say in Pshat that Baba Yam doesn't only mean old, it means coming close to the end of his lifetime. Like he came into his last days, in which case it is adding something. He was old, and he didn't think he had much longer to live, which is why he was in such a rush, and which is why he didn't go himself, etc. Although that is not so pasha, because in the beginning of Parshat Vayera we saw Avraham v'Sarah zekeinim ba'im bayomim. If he was already ba'bayomim then, and then he lived much longer. Until now, he wasn't necessarily in his last days the whole time. But perhaps al pidrush, the Sfas Emes here has a beautiful vart where he says, "What does it mean ba'bayomim? Avraham was old." And he was Baba Yamim. He came with his days. He was coming with all his days. And the Sasemis explains, what does that mean? Sometimes, especially when people are older, but in any stage in life, you know, life is a long time. How long do we live? 120 years. How long do I have? However long it has. I don't know how long I'm going to live. I have 1 year from now till, I don't know, the next academic year, whatever it may be, till something happens. So what do people do? I have a year. Okay, in a year, I'll do a little this, I'll do a little that. I want to accomplish something. Obviously, I'm a decent human being. I have something I want to accomplish this year. I have something I want to accomplish this decade. But there's no rush. Eventually, I'll accomplish it. Every day is not necessarily important. Right? In my whole lifetime, I'll accomplish certain things. But Avram was not that way. Really, someone who says every day is not so important is squandering the most precious resource we have, which is time. Avram's Baba Yamin, he came in his days. He came with his days. If he lived, I don't know how, I haven't done the math, but if he lived 600,000 days, he came with each one of those 600,000 days, and each one, on day 450,608, I accomplished this. Then day 450,609, I had something new to accomplish. Every day, the Sfas Emes says in a Hasidic language, he had the enlightenment, this special gift of enlightenment of that day. Every day he got up in the morning and said, it's not yesterday, it's not tomorrow, today is special, there's something I can do today to make today worthwhile. That was unique about Avram Avinu and Sarah Imenu, it says, but in by him, by both of them, in Parshas Vayera. And he says, even Avram was zakein, he was very old, he'd accomplished everything in his life, he asar nisyonos, everything, he didn't rest on his laurels. Every morning he got up and say, what can I do today that I haven't done yesterday, that I'm not pushing off till tomorrow, to make today special, to become a better person, to be higher when I go to sleep tonight than when I woke up this morning. He says very interestingly, there's a Mishnah in Avos. It's one opinion in the Mishnah in Avos that halomid yeled the mahudoma and halomid zakin the mahudoma. If you learn as a yeled, then it's like writing on fresh paper and it's very, very effective. If you learn as a zakin, if you learn as an old guy, then it's like writing on erased, messed up paper, and it's not going to be so clear. Says the Sfas Emes, what does that mean? Someone who only learns when they're older should have yeyush and should think they're not going to be able to accomplish anything. Says the Sfas Emes, it's not a matter of, nowadays what do we say? It's not a matter of how old or young you are. Says the Sfas Emes, it's young at heart. Says someone who learns as Zakin, yeah, been there, done that, a little more, that learning's not going to get him any place. Someone could be 90 years old, but he learns to yell it. He learns with freshness every day. No, today, he's excited about his learning every day because he can accomplish something new every day, regardless of whether he's 9 or he's 90, that limud is going to make a roshem on him. The Gemara in, I saw in the name of the one of the later Gera Rebbe's, the Gemara says in Shabbos Daf Kuf Hey, it says the king of Sherei Rihu Yomim Achrei Yoshua, that based on the whole Shach of Atari, they weren't Marich Shanim, but they were Marich Yomim. And even the Medrash Brishas Rav Rada says some are Marich Yomim, not Marich Shanim. Some are Marich Shanim, not Marich Yomim. Some have long days, not long years. Some have long years, not. What does this mean? If you live many years, you live 365 and a quarter times that many days. Half you have one without the other. So we explain no. some people can have a long life, arichos shanim, they can live till 120, but they don't do anything with their days. And they just sit there, yes, what did you do between 100 and 110? What did you do between 65 and 75? I don't know, I did a little this, a little of that, nothing terribly exciting. So they have arichos shanim. Shanim, but they don't have any yamim to show for it. Some people, even if they don't have arichos shanim, maybe they don't live till 120. They have arichos yamim. They have days. If they lived, however many days they lived, they made something out of all those days, and they take those days with them, like Avram was Baba Yamim. It's not up to us whether we have Arichos Shanim or not. That's the cheshbonos of the Kaddish Baruch Hu. No one knows how many Shanim Hashem will give you. But it's up to us whether we have Arichos Yamim or not, whenever we get to whatever Zikna we're going to get to, or if we forget about Zikna, whenever we get from now till the next month, till the next year, etc., are we going to come with all our days? Are we going to get up all every morning and say, today's not yesterday, it's not tomorrow. I want to come with today and accomplish something and be excited and be a lomid yelid in that day. That's up to us to follow in the path of Avraham Avinu so that someday we can say, they can say about us, when we're a zakein, that we're bab v'yamin.